Hello.
Oh, hi, Randolph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Tina.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I was just following up. You probably got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I'm going to have a different card, but I'm not able to pay it right now, so I'm going to be a little bit late on it. I got invoices coming
okay.
in now.
Okay, I want to give you an option, if I may. Your program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So if things are tight, you could always take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And I tell you that because you could always put the Facebook ads back on later if you wanted to.
Yeah, the biggest issue I'm having on my account is that I haven't moved up in Google all year long. That was the whole purpose of me signing up for Local Splash to try to get up in the Google ranking, and I haven't moved at all since April.
Oh.
So the Facebook ads won't really help as much because I can do those, but we were supposed to get some traction on Google, and I haven't moved at all. I'm in the same spot.
Interesting. Okay. What are you searching for when you're in the same spot?
It's not that I'm searching. It's the updates that are being made. Whatever people are putting in the search engine whenever they go in there, I'm not coming up. I'm in the same spot. I don't even come up when I put my own name in there. My own Wells Landcare name, I'm still way toward the bottom. Other people have my
I
name.
See.
So just thinking about you know, this whole year, it's just been a bust to me, and it just really didn't do anything.
Well, the reason I ask is I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me, you've been with us only for 5 months, so you haven't been with us for a whole year, but in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 639 times, and you've had 123 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're probably getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Ma'am, absolutely. I know how it works. I've been talking to them all year.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up in April. So I those clicks that you're talking about, I'm not showing up on the first page. I know when I put myself in and I know what the meta tag is, I don't come up on the first page.
So when Google tracks it.
I've never heard that from anybody in Local Splash too.
Yeah, I can screenshot this and send it to you in an email just so that you could see it. In addition to that, there's 31 leads on your dashboard coming in through the call tracking number that we provided for you, the most recent one being yesterday. So there's a lot of activity going on, but Google even tracks the keywords that you're coming up for. So let's say that you're thinking, oh, I haven't moved in my rankings and I just want to cancel. Number one, I'd advise you against it because it will dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked would unravel. Oh, wait, I take it back. There's a fresh phone call from today at 12:49 at from the call tracking number, and then one from yesterday, one from the 18th, one from the 3rd. So, yeah, there's quite a few calls coming in. But in any case, we can't cancel or pause an account with a past due balance, and that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So what I could go ahead.
Okay, that's fine, but here's the thing. I've been talking to my Local Splash team all year long. You know, I get a lot of calls from other companies on that number, and it's not business. It's people calling me to solicit business.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Stuff.
Okay.
So I've been talking to them all year long. If you go in the notes, I've been corresponding with them all year long about why I'm not moving up in the rankings. And every now and then I get a phone call where it's actual, really business. I get other companies calling me, telling me that you guys are not doing your job, And they're actually using that number to call me to market themselves to me. And I've been in contact with the team all year long about this. And you seem to give me more concrete information than what they do. And I'm not coming up on the first page of Google at all. No, ma'am. Not nowhere close.
Like I said, I'll screenshot this to you and send it just so that you can look at it. But
I see the same thing you do. I can go on the dashboard and see that.
Yeah, because it shows you over to the right when you look at the 639 impressions and 123 Google actions. It shows you the keywords that you're coming up for. So, Wells Landcare Landscaping Installation in Tulsa, Landscaper in 74187, Landscape Contractors in Tulsa, Landcare. And then there's Velva Well, Tulsa, I don't know what that means. And then there's your phone number that people searched for 15 times. So maybe that was you. But Google's tracking what people are actually searching for. So, yeah, you are getting some solid activity. What I would do if I were you, Randall, is...
It's not solid activity, man. No, it's not. It's a bust. And I just got off the phone with them probably a couple of weeks ago about the same issue. The website itself was copy and paste, and I believe that had something to do with why I wasn't getting the feedback on Google, because Google, it doesn't like when you have a copy and paste website. So I had them to go back on that several times and to make a more authentic website so that it would not conflict with the algorithm that Google recognizes. And I've had this conversation with several companies. So I hear you saying I'm getting all this impression. That doesn't turn into business. And a lot of them phone calls are other companies calling me. And if you look on the records, I've been calling them all year long about these issues. Because since April, they told me it'd be 4 months. They said within four months, I would move up on Google. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. So no matter what goes on with the payment, I plan on paying it, but I'm very dissatisfied with the amount of feedback that I've been getting from local. I expected way more better results than this right here. So if it's what you've been saying,
I see. I see.
But it is not. And look on that. Look on that. I've been on there all year long.
No, I see that. I see calls coming in through customer service, even as early as earlier this month with Stephanie. So I see. I'll have to read through the notes and see what happened on those calls. But I see that you're doing really good in the reviews department too. I was going to recommend working on getting some more 5-star ratings, but you already have 11 5-star ratings. I mean, obviously,
I have 71.
Where are they?
I lost my business listing. That's why I went to Local Fast, because the company I had before that, somehow they changed the service that they were doing, and I lost my Google listing, and they couldn't even retrieve it for me.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
I hired Local Fast in the hopes that they would help me get it back in April.
Yeah.
And they told me what would happen and all this kind of stuff, and it did not happen. I have not gotten a significant amount of business from Local Flash at all. No, man. And I just told you, I got lots of calls from other business using that number to call me to tell me all the things that Local Flash, and I talked to them in depth, in detail, about 2 weeks ago. Because I actually sat down on the phone with a couple of these competitors to find out what they were looking at when they tell me that they're not optimized. They assured me they were optimized. But of course,
you have to understand a couple of things, though, Randolph, is there's a few companies out there. They're actually Local Slash has legal issues with two of them. One's Town Square Media. The other one's Ali Ali. They're calling our clients, and they're saying, Local Slash is not working at Google's best practices, and their websites are copy and paste and cookie cutter, and they say things to our clients in efforts to scare them with the objective of wanting them to sign up with them. But the reason they're scam companies is that if you do sign up with them, they don't ever call us and ask for access to the Google page, and they can't create a new one because, as you know, that's a duplicate, and that would throw a red flag and hurt your rankings. So So everybody that goes with those companies, they're just throwing their money down the toilet because they can't do anything with it, you know, if they don't have access to it. That's the problem. And then as far as your website, the sites that we build are highly rankable, so we obviously will put them together and use stock images initially just because our objective is to get you up and running. But our hope is that clients will give us their own content, which I'm glad that you said you've been in contact with the team getting the website boosted up, because, you know, any revisions that you make to the site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So some people say, I don't want to deal with it. I hired you to do a site, just put whatever you want on it. And if that's the case, right, then we will use stock photos and it will look like it's copy and paste because we don't have your actual content, right? But if you have actual, like, before and after photos or pictures of jobs that you've been on or a different logo or anything like that, we always welcome it and say, hey, the more actual content you could send us, the better results that you'll see, you know? So just wanted to give you the heads up there, you know, because we don't want to have a website be held up because a business owner doesn't have time for it, right? Because that's the number one reason that businesses don't have websites.
Well, I'll show you that ain't been the case. The website
yeah.
that I had before Local Flash took over was actually better than the one that you guys made for me. So we could have just left it that way. But they went in there and they changed it, and it ended up turning out worse. But I allowed them to go in there and change it. So I'll say like this. I planned on switching anyway at the end of the year because regardless, I did not get the results that I was hoping for by far. And the season is over now. So this is the end of the season. We're going in the fall right now. And so they made all these changes in there. So it is a bust. It did not get me any business. The Facebook stuff, no business off of that anyway. Except people that I already talked to saw the ads and they responded to them and I already had their contact information. But no new people. So if I was satisfied with it, I don't care who calls me and tell me whatever about Local Flash. If I'm happy with it, that's fine. I don't care. I know
you're not
do that. But because
yeah, I know what you're saying.
Not doing what it was supposed to do, and I never moved up in the rankings, and most of the calls that were coming in off of that, and it actually caused me more problems because what was happening is they got this tracking number on there where they can track everything coming from that website, and people would try to send me text messages because I have a phone number dedicated to the business, and they were not able to get through to me because that tracking number wasn't sending those contacts to me right away. So we had to tweak that to where it was in live time, and it was sending me that information. But it wasn't
I
was on the phone with a customer one time, and they were they got the number off the website. They were sending me their location. They didn't send it to me on the initial text message, but I asked for the address on the phone. And they said, I just sent it to you. I'm like, where did you send it to? Well, I sent it to the number on the website. I'm like, no, send it to this number because I haven't gotten it yet. And then I called them and said, hey, listen, that was supposed to be in live time, and I'm on the phone talking to them, and they're sending me text correspondence, and I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm. So, was that through the app? The Local Flash app?
No, that was from the website. They called the number on the website, which is a different number than the number that I have directly for the business.
Yes.
So whenever I was on the phone talking to them, I asked them to send me their address, and they told me they did send the address. I'm like, well, I haven't gotten it yet, so where did you send it? And they told me the number that's listed there on the website, and it wasn't sending me that information in real time. So I called them the next day, or I sent the text message on the app. So all through the year, it's just been a whole lot of just unfortunate results. It has not been as good as you say it is by far. So if it was, I would have been very satisfied. It just wasn't. I noticed a severe decline with Local Flash, yet I had them all year long. So that's just been unfortunate. I expected better than that because I had actually heard about Local Flash a couple years ago, but I was already signed up with another company. So once that ended, I got with them, and it's all summer since April, this is September, it has not been lucrative at all. It has not been busy like what you just said. So regardless of what all those numbers are saying, I haven't been getting no business from the company at all. I probably got maybe one or two things all year long. Got some phone calls, did get some phone calls, but most of those were competitors. And I told them this on a phone call a couple weeks ago. They made some changes. So, I mean, it's been very disappointing, to say the least. And I've been communicating this all year long.
Yes.
You can look at anything.
There's some,
you'll see that. One moment, please.
Yes.
Yes.